Yeah, we'll do a round of Ask Slee today on the show. The feature from mid-morning spectacular with Sliwa and with Travis Rogers. I love that show. Listen to it every day. Morales obviously promotes it relentlessly. Momo, good afternoon. How are you? What's going on? Good afternoon.
So wait, what's the actual resolution? Are you going to the game or not going to the
game? Yeah, we're going to the game tonight.
Good. I'm going to the game.
Are you?
I got a seat near the right field pavilion. I texted you. I said, do you guys want me to sell the seats I have and I can go with you guys? And I never heard back, so I just kept the seats.
Oh, shoot, because there's one seat left in that row. We could have put
you in. I'll come. I'm going with a friend of mine and her son. So we're going to – I'm sitting down the right field line, so I'll come out there.
Cool. Well, it's going to be
– Come say hi. Yeah.
It's going to be me, Jorge, Laura from the afternoon show,
fun,
and a guy named Roger Puyak, and a guest. He was the winner yesterday. Going to be at with a night with Mason at a local ball game where everybody is going to boo tonight, and Max Scherzer is going to be pitching. So congratulations, Roger. Now, last night.
Oh, I can't even deal with last night, Mason.
So disappointing. So disappointing.
Gosh.
Yeah, and the fans were so – it's not due to the fans because
I'm
the fans
so
were completely ramped up.
I'm so glad we didn't go last night.
Yep. Well, yeah, for a 3-0
For
a 3-0 loss would have been terrible.
Five hits?
Yeah,
it would
have been terrible. Terrible.
I was watching. I finally, by the end, bottom of the ninth, I was like, I can't.
But we were dead.
Hello, like what were they doing the whole time? Is Houston that good? Are they juicing the pitching now? I mean, what's going on?
Well, you know what's interesting is you've got to, and if you're just tuning in and you don't know, Dodgers were shut out by the Astros last night, 3-0 at Dodger Stadium, before a rousing crowd. The biggest crowd to see a baseball game this year in Major League Baseball was like 53,000.
Yep.
So absolutely jam-packed. And the Dodgers could get nothing going all
nothing.
Night long. Lance McCullers Jr. shut them down. Then their bullpen went for three scoreless, and we couldn't scratch. We couldn't scratch last night. And, you know, there's one thing. Winning the trade deadline is one thing, Momo. Like, there's no question the Dodgers won the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start winning on the field. You got to start winning right now because you're still behind the Giants. And so we can talk about World Series favorites and, you know, maybe this is a World Series preview and all that kind of stuff. But got to win. Got to start winning on the field because they have not looked great of late. And the Giants have scuffled, and we haven't really made up any ground. So tonight, hopefully that turns around. Maybe Roger Puyak and his guest are good luck. He won those tickets for me yesterday on the show. By the way, the station's like, really? You're buying tickets for a listener? Yeah, it's of course.
Well,
it's a good bit. It's fun. It's
that
fun.
Was a great bit. But
thank
also,
you,
you told
you.
Them we were doing it. Like, are we just not gonna follow through?
Yeah, Jorge, you're excited, right?
I am. I'm wearing my jersey. I'm all decked out, man. Dodgers hat from 2017. I got the World Series hat from 2017.
Yes.
I'm wearing that. I'm wearing my Urias jersey.
That's what
man, I'm all
hear.
Decked out, man.
Yeah.
All right, and Laura's going to go from the afternoon show, and Laura says she's got a bunch of jerseys. I think she said she was going to wear a Mookie jersey.
Okay.
I think that's what she said yesterday, and I'm going to buy a jersey at the park. The question is, because I don't own any jerseys. I'm not necessarily a jersey guy. I've got tons of T-shirts, Dodgers T-shirts and Dodgers hoodies and all that stuff, but I don't have a Dodgers jersey, so I'm trying to decide what jersey to buy when I walk into the center field pavilion gift shop tonight.
Because
we're sitting in the right field.
This is going to be a good video. I got to get this on video then. If you're going to buy a jersey, I got to get this on video.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I think when this is the way you choose, okay?
Okay.
Who would be who's the guy that you like watching the most? Not who you want to try to rep, not brand, not anything. Who's the most exciting Dodger that you like watching play?
The most exciting Dodger I like watching play is probably Bueller.
Bueller,
I think, should win the Cy Young Award. Yeah, Bueller.
Bueller's
our best pitcher. He's our best starting pitcher.
I know, but he's not exciting. Oh, all right, okay, get a Bueller jersey then.
I don't find Mookie exciting this year. I find him to be having a down season.
Wow. He just makes so many good defensive plays all the time.
He does. But he's not great. He hasn't been great at the plate this year. He's a below average outfielder. I'm sorry, but that's just a fact. You won't hear that anywhere else, but Mookie has been a below average outfielder this year.
Okay. Who, let's phrase it a different way. Who do you root for the most? Like when you watch the Dodgers, who has that emotional connection for you?
Here's Kenley.
You got to say Kenley.
Kenley is the guy.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Kenley's the guy that I love. Kenley's the guy I root for. Kenley's the guy who at the beginning of the year I said would save 35 games. I think he's at 22 or 23 right now. I think he can get there. Yeah. That's ideal tonight. Dodgers win 2-1. Max Scherzer gets the win. Kenley Jansen gets the save. That would be a great night at the ballpark.
Great. So then the other buying choice is who do you feel the proudest to have on, like whose name and number would you feel the proudest to wear around town?
You know, all time or just current team?
Current team.
That I would feel the proudest to walk around. Well, and there was a point when it would have been Bellinger. Mookie, I'm crossing off the list. Kershaw is definitely there. Kershaw, especially now in 2017, he got ripped off. Unfortunately, he doesn't get to pitch in this series, doesn't get revenge unless we go to the World Series again this year. But Kershaw would be one of those guys. And I'm telling you, one of my favorite players to watch on this team, and I think he's going to be here for the next decade, is Will Smith. Will Smith is going to be the starting catcher for the Dodgers for the next decade. And he's clutchy at the big home run last week. I'm a big Will Smith fan. That's a guy I'm
proud
of. That's
whose jersey you should get then. That's the jersey. Yeah. Because to me, when you wear a jersey, it's an investment. It's going to be like $100-something. Like, they're pretty expensive now.
Damn.
You get the really nice jersey. Well, if you get the bad ones, but that's
no, I'm
going to
get a real jersey.
You get a real jersey with like the real material that you're going to invest. What is it? What, 130 maybe, you think, Jorge? About 130?
Yeah, 170 around there. Yeah.
Is it that much? 170?
I think so. I think it's 170. I think so.
So I'll check. Like your Will. I would say.
Did they actually wear the jersey? 170.
No, they're like,
I'll check.
They're around 120.
Yeah, 120. Because they're real. That's the real material. So you're gonna be wearing this for
authentic.
A while. So if this guy, so I feel like you should either go Kershaw or Will Smith because those are the guys that you'd be proudest to wear around town, and you have a high confidence that they're gonna be here for a while.
Correct, I do.
Because you're
going to
wear this
confidence.
For, like, multiple years.
Yeah. My deeply emotional connection, though, is with Kenley.
Me too, yeah. Me too.
Kenley is the guy that I root for more than anybody. I hate that he gets booed sometimes.
Yep.
That really, really bugs me.
Mm-hmm.
It's either Kenley or Will Smith. Kenley or Will Smith. I'm leaning towards Kenley.
So I'm going to – it's your thought bubble, okay? In 4 years, you're probably still going to have that jersey because I don't see you buying another one. How are you going to feel wearing a Kenley jersey 4 years from now?
All-time saves leader for the franchise.
There you go. Okay.
Maybe future Hall of Famer. I would feel good wearing a Kenley jersey.
Oh, I think he's a Hall of Famer, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like – right now he's 12th on the all-time saves list.
Yeah.
Needs to climb the ladder a little bit, but –
into the top 10.
But he's our all-time leading closer.
Oh, yeah.
By a bunch. Now, the fans last night – don't throw stuff on the field. I mean,
I know.
You know, I understand. We're frustrated. We hate the Astros, all that stuff. And I love the fact that inflatable garbage cans were being bounced around the fans in place of beach balls. That was just awesome. Do we have the sound of Dodger Stadium when the announcer made the statement that people have to stop throwing stuff on the field? Do we actually have that? We don't. Don't throw stuff on the field. No matter what, don't throw stuff on the field. Not cool. But tonight, boo like hell.
Oh, yeah.
Boo like hell.
Let's get some ground rules.
Okay, ground rules.
Do you boo all of the Astros or just the five players who were on the 2017 team?
It's a good question. Actually, I'll throw that out there. 877-710-ESPN. Do you boo all the Astros, every single Astro, or just the five guys that were on the team? And I'm going to do this off the top of my head. Lance McCullers Jr. was one of them who pitched last night. Yuri Gurriel, Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, and Alex Bregman. Those are the five that were on this roster. back in 2017? Do you boo just those guys, or do you boo the Astros because they stand, because they all have that World Series trophy in their clubhouse, in their stadium, with a hopefully with a big asterisk on it? Do you boo everybody? I personally, what do you think, Jorge?
I say this. I say we boo the Astros, like the whole team in general, but we boo the five like hell. That's what we do.
Yeah, we really go at the five.
You have to go at them like hell, man. You have to.
You know, the one that pisses me off the most, the Astro that pisses me off the most is Jose Altuve.
Really?
Because, oh, yeah, Jose Altuve just pisses me off the most because of his MVP. I'm looking up the numbers right now. But there is no way that he did not benefit from the cheating. He probably more than anybody. So there he is. He's coasting along at 2015. He batted 313. Nice. 2016, he batted 338. 2017, he batted 346 and led the league in hits with a 204. He was the most valuable player in 2017. There is nobody that benefited more from the cheating than Jose Altuve, and we should save our biggest boos, our biggest, most rousing boos for Altuve. What do you think?
I got in trouble with my wife.
That goes back. That goes back.
I don't know. You know,
that's when he had the little. That's when he had the little buzzer.
Exactly.
He had the little buzzer. It's, don't take my jersey his off. Don't take
it off. Man, listen to his laugh at you. That just gets me.
I got in trouble with my wife.
That's just annoying.
That little giggle. That little giggle. Yeah. Because that's the moment. We should describe that. That's the moment where he came home on a home run, and they tried to take his jersey off because he had a big hit. And he grabbed his jersey and said, don't take it off, don't take it off, because my wife will be embarrassed for me. No, you will be embarrassed because you got a buzzer on you. That's why you didn't want your jersey off. I will never let this go. I heard the afternoon guys yesterday at the S and the L and the K saying, you know, at some point you got to let this go. I've never let this go. Never, ever, ever under any circumstances let 2017 go. I am, as you two, as Bono would say, I am stuck in a moment and I can't get out of it. It will always be there for me. And you know who I especially feel bad for is Kershaw. Kershaw is the one whose legacy was damaged the most by that 2017 World Series. He had that Game 5 start at Houston where they were banging on trash cans like crazy, and Kershaw was spotted two different leads and gave both of them up. If he wins that game, we come back in Game 6 and we win the World Series because we won Game 6 at Dodger Stadium. So that Game 5 was the pivotal game. I think that was the 13-12 game, one of the wildest games I've ever been at. But Kershaw was cheated. They cheated Kershaw out of that victory. And that to this day, I'm upset for Kershaw. I'm glad he's gotten the monkey off his back, but
I got kicked off somebody bumped me off three. Like somebody, some like LZ or Sedano must have just like used three there, right there.
Can I just tell you, Momo? Yeah. Nobody even knows
nobody
what
cares.
You're saying.
Nobody
bumped you off three. Yeah. Nobody. Yeah, somebody's think like, about that. If I'm a regular listener,
they have no idea what I'm talking about.
And all of a sudden, Ramona says, "I got bumped off three." I'm like, what does that mean
magic,
to me? I got bumped
magic.
Off three.
Somebody kicked me off. You know, I had a new thought.
Yeah.
I don't know that you need to buy a jersey. You know what you need to get? They were selling them yesterday at the park.
What?
Those Joe Kelly pouty face shirts.
Oh, I like that.
That might be a good investment.
Yeah, I like that. The Joe Kelly pouty face. Yeah.
I feel like he would wear that everywhere.
Joe Kelly's got so much attitude.
He does.
He's so entertaining to watch.
I mean, this is you could probably get that for $30. If maybe, I mean, is it more than that? But I don't think the Dodgers sell it. You'll have to buy it from somebody in the parking lot.
Yeah.
That's
by the
a
way,
good
the,
shirt.
Scott Kaplan has spoken out for the SEL and the K show.
Yeah.
He says, we asked, are you willing to let it go because the Dodgers have won a World Series?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
Never.
Scott Kaplan, Cap, never.
Never.
Never. All right. So were you there last night? What was the atmosphere like? And do you boo the entire Astros team or just those five guys who are actually on the roster at that time? Plus, we've got a Dodger signing we'll tell you about coming up next. They've added to their starting rotation, to their rotation depth. That's coming up next for you, too. Mason in Ireland, Momo's in for John 7.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 ESPN. Thank you, Chris Morales. All right, so we got a lot of people who were at the game last night on the phones right now,
yeah.
Momo. Let's go to Alex, who's from Vegas. He was at the game last night. Alex, you're on 710. What's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going? Longtime listener here in Vegas, and thanks for taking my call. So me and a couple of buddies actually drove out last night, drove straight to the stadium from Vegas, got there around, I think, 5, gates open at 5:15.
Yep.
Batting practice was happening with the Astros, and immediately booing.
Nice.
They were hitting the ball into the bleachers there. Fans were throwing the balls back. They did not want any of the Astros' batting practice balls, especially Altuve. And starting lineup happened. So to your question, Altuve, Correa, and McCullers were the most that got booed, especially Altuve and Correa. When they came up the plate, I was sitting down on the right field, that field level, and they were chanting, cheater, cheater, cheater. There was definitely some slurs thrown at Altuve and Correa that I won't repeat over the radio waves.
That's not cool.
It was pretty intense. I've been to numerous Dodger games, lifelong Dodger fan, but it was definitely an atmosphere that I'd never been a part of at a baseball game.
Awesome,
it was crazy.
Thanks, Alex, for the phone call. Yeah, well, it sounds like it was a blast. It looked like everybody was having fun. I'm glad Altuve and Correa got booed a lot, and McCullers. Those are the right guys. Jose in L.A. is on the line. Jose, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, boss? Long time.
All's good, man.
Thanks for taking my call, too. I actually didn't go to the game yesterday. I was hoping to go to the game today. I was going to call in about the light of the day yesterday, and I had the right answer, but my call didn't go through. So
that's too bad,
you know,
man.
I didn't get the tickets, but it's all good. You know, I heard the booing, and I think that it's fair for everybody to get booed, not just the five players. Like the other guy was saying, I think the ones that were there, the five players are the ones that are going to get booed the most. But I think it's fair that an organization gets booed just because they still have the title. And, you know, that's always going to stay with us, like, forever. It doesn't matter if the players leave. It doesn't matter if the, you know, nothing matters. Like, they took the ring from us, and they still have that ring with them. So they're going to get booed to as far as we can.
There you go. All right, Jose. Thank you very much for the phone call. So Jose says, and I think that makes sense, Momo, you're booing the organization, too.
That's true. And, they fired a few people, but not enough.
Yeah, but I mean, look, A.J. Hinch went back to Detroit. I mean, I guess Jeffrey Luhnow, who was like the mastermind of the whole thing, he'll never get another job, right?
Oh, yeah, the general. Oh, he might.
You think the GM will get another job?
He could. I mean, he built a really good team.
Yeah, there's such a stigma there, though. Such a stigma there. It would be tough. A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora both got hired. Just moved along. Now, they were suspended for a year, right? They were suspended for a year.
Yeah, they had some suspensions. But I think the sense was, is like, he wasn't I think that Luhnow was the architect. He's also kind of an arrogant,
he is,
you know, not well-liked person. But, like, he got results. So that's what's hard, is when you get results and you win, like, people just keep hiring you because – really does come down to that.
He ain't hired so far. Hey, skip down here. I want to go to Jason and Downey. Jason, you're on 710. What's going on, man?
Don't forget, guys, today's an earlier game than normal, so don't expect to go there at 710 and miss the first pitch. But on top of, yes, everyone was booing the five players, but just remember to give Altuve and Correa hell. And yesterday when I was going, people were actually handing out signs for chance, so we can all be in unison. It kind of didn't work, but hey, it worked. And I said this on Travis and Cleveland, one last point. For everyone that's not vaccinated, please get vaccinated. We're having an all-star and the home run derby here next year. The Lakers have a squad. I would hate for us to miss all this greatness that's coming our way. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Yeah, I guess the deal is, I was there one time. You don't have to wear a mask. I've been to two games this year. One since the mask mandate thing was lifted. You have to wear a mask when you're in the indoor part, but you don't have to wear a mask when you're in the outdoor part. So, like, we're in the right field pavilion tonight. Yep. I'm not wearing a mask in the right field pavilion. Will you wear a mask, Momo?
Oh, the whole time.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got a baby.
Yeah, and also, I think it's like, it's crowded outdoor space, so it's not, outdoors is way better. Like, if you go to the park, it's okay. If you're walking around, it's fine. But, like, when we're going to be, like, 53,000 people. We're going to be pretty crowded. So,
yeah,
you know.
Shoulder to shoulder? Yeah, I'm
shoulder to shoulder. Yeah, I'm wearing it.
Yeah, shoulder to shoulder, no question.
You can just fit it in with your costume.
And, by the way, I cannot wait for my my baseball batting helmet nachos. Batting helmet nachos with carne asada.
Yeah.
I had those the last time I was there. So friggin' good. And Dodger Dog, you're dead to me. Dodger Dogs are dead to me.
What? No, come on, man.
Yeah,
you know what I might get tonight? You know what I was thinking about when I went to the park last time? You know the King's Hawaiian roll place that's out there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. I might go get some King's Hawaiian roll tonight.
Michelada for me. Michelada. That's
now, Jorge, I promise you I'd buy you the first Michelada. Cool. How many Micheladas do you think you're going to drink?
Probably just one or two, mate. It's not
just one or two?
Yeah. I'm not doing it. Overdoing
it. All right. Well, I may Uber because I may enjoy myself at a higher level
Mace.
Than everybody else.
what's the over – like if the Dodgers – fall behind 5-0 in the first three innings. Are you staying?
Of course I'm staying. I'm there till the end.
Mm-hmm.
You're there till the end.
Jorge, why are you
I
don't know.
I need some Instagram proof. I need some Instagram proof.
Okay. So here's what it'll be.
Yeah. I think we should take bets.
Okay, take bets.
Over-under. I'm going to do an over-under, okay? This is the over-under bet. Over-under on Mace staying at the game till the seventh inning stretch.
Oh, come on.
No way. Absolutely not.
You say no?
I think he dips after the fifth inning.
Okay.
I say fourth.
Here's what I'm going to do for you three dum-dums. At the end of the game, I'll take a picture of the scoreboard showing the final score and the entire board. That will be
evidence.
And your
face in it.
And my face in it? Okay, fine. My face in it.
Because otherwise, you could just pay the guy next to you $20 to take a picture or something.
Exactly.
You know?
Or
which you would
yet,
totally
yet,
do.
Or better yet, I'll get a picture of Mason walking out of the gate after the game.
There you go. Sure, that's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, I don't know why you guys think I'm such a slough. That I would slough off a game.
I mean, you
movie night. Remember,
yeah, you readily admitted
I did bail on movie night. I ghosted movie night. I ended up seeing Black Widow, but I didn't see it that night with everybody. But I did do all the meet and greet and pictures and all that stuff.
So this is what you're gonna say. I'm gonna go to the restroom. I'll be right back, and then boop, he's gone.
Let me tell you something.
That's what's gonna happen.
I do that at parties all the time.
Oh yeah.
Oh, see, oh man.
When I've got to make an appearance at a party, I will just all of a sudden disappear. Like I did that. Oh, I hate to say this. I did that at Lindsay Theory's wedding.
Oh.
It was just like,
did you stay for the cake? Did you make it to the cake at all?
Made it to the cake,
yeah,
made
that's
it
you can
to
leave.
The dancing. I just
yeah,
didn't dance, and then poof, I was gone.
Poof.
Poof.
So you don't do the whole stop by the host and say, oh, we got to go, and you don't do that.
I don't do that either.
You know, they did a good job because they went around earlier and said hi to everybody and BS with everybody. So I didn't think it was necessary to do that. I just, poof, I was gone.
Mm.
Just gone. It's the best way to leave a party.
You're right about that. I used to stop and say hello, bye to everybody, but then I realized nobody cares. And you're just making it you're making yourself more important than you are.
Freddie Prinze Jr. texted me, they don't know how hardcore you are, 9-inning Mace. That's the slogan, 9-inning Mace.
Nobody believes that.
You guys are just not
Where'd he get that?
Just because I'm going to be there all 9 innings.
They are both on this.
I want to be there for the Kenley save. I want to be there for the Kenley save.
Yeah, okay.
All right, coming up next for you, Momo. How do you start your day? What sort of method do you have to starting your day? I found an NFL head coach and the way he actually does it. And I want to get your reaction to it coming up next. And we will talk about the Dodgers signing that they made today. We'll get that coming up next for you, some rotation depth. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Could not be the first management meeting that I ever stormed out of. I'm known for this. So we'll find out if I actually get to the main course tomorrow night before I bail on management. All right, so we've got Wheel of Questions coming up right now.
Wait. I got somebody for you. Hang on.
Oh, you have somebody. Okay. Hello?
Mace, I'm in my car driving to Rams practice, turned on the radio, heard that you enjoyed cake and an Irish bounce at a recent party, and I thought, huh, that sounds a lot like my wedding.
Now, wait a minute. Lindsay Theory is our Rams reporter for ESPN. I was at her wedding, and, yeah, I mean, I had already talked to you. I had already talked to your husband. We'd already BS'd a little bit, so I thought not necessary to perfectly fine to poof. I was gone. Don't you think that's okay? Isn't that the best way to leave?
You know what? I think that's perfectly fine because let's face it, the other way is to like interrupt the bride and groom when they're breaking it down on the dance floor and you ruin the flow a little bit. You know, so I was totally fine. Although I did at some point in the days after wonder, huh? I didn't see Mace cutting up the dance floor too much. So I thought maybe he turned it in early. Maybe he had a little too much at dinner. I'm not really sure what happened there.
Well, I will tell you that I was feeling no pain that night. I didn't drink your alcohol, but I was feeling no pain that night. Hey, Lindsay, while you're here, do you want to do Wheel of Questions with us?
I would love to.
Okay, so here we go. Wheel of Questions is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All right, Jorge, let's spin that wheel. Okay, this is good. This is good. All right, if you decided to do something and your friends strongly advised you not to, would you do it anyway? So in other words, there's something that you're thinking about doing, something big, and all your friends say, no, that's a mistake. Don't do that. That's a mistake. Would you find a way, if you believed it was the right thing, to do it anyway? Lindsay Theory, start with you.
Absolutely, I would do it anyway.
Really? Like, can you think of an example of when you did this?
Probably most of the guys I dated throughout my life until I found my husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Did your family loves your husband, though, right?
Oh, they love him. Yeah. They are couldn't be more happy with who I married.
So you did not do it over their objections?
No objections there. Did you hear any objections?
I did not see anybody stand up and file a formal protest to your wedding. In fact, I'm not even sure if Bill Plaschke said if there's anybody here who...
I was just wondering that. I don't think Bill ever gave anyone an opportunity to object.
Yeah, no, I don't think he did. So there was no opening for that. All right, so Lindsay, bold, even if her friends told her not to do something, she would do it anyway. Hey, Lindsay, have a great – I'm excited for Rams camp. I've described next Saturday night, a week from Saturday, as the biggest preseason game in NFL history because we get to see the brand-new $5 billion SoFi Stadium. Do you think that's hyperbole or do you think that's real?
I think it's hyperbole. I don't think anything is going to top that preseason game in 2016 between the Rams and the Cowboys when the Rams came back to L.A.
Even in the brand-new stadium?
Even in the brand-new stadium, though, it's going to be pretty, pretty cool to see that place full of fans.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. All right. Hey, Linz, thanks very much for calling in. Appreciate it. And
all right, thanks.
I'll be at your second marriage, too. All right. There you go. There's...
That's real nice.
No, I love her husband's a great guy. Her husband's a great guy. Thanks for the call, Linz. All right, so Wheel of Questions. We have everybody to react to this. If you decided to do something and all your friends strongly advised you not to, would you do it anyway? Momo.
I might not. You know, it depends on what I'm asking about. If it's like job advice, if I'm just asking my regular friends, I don't think they know my situation in our industry as well. So I would probably just do what I'm going to do. But if I ask my colleagues and friends who are colleagues, like if I asked you or if I asked, you know, Lindsay or whoever, and you guys said you really shouldn't do that, I would probably listen to you.
Yeah.
Depends on if they have expertise. Are we talking life decisions or are we talking career decisions?
It can be either. Career decisions, you would listen to your colleagues and not go along.
Yeah, generally speaking.
If I give you advice, I think you generally follow it, right?
I generally do. Yeah. You know, two of my people that I ask Ireland a lot of times. I ask Jackie McMullen a lot of times. She's really a really good mentor to me, and she has been for a while. I ask Bill Plaschke sometimes. Bill Plaschke's a good mentor.
Do you? Yeah, he's good. He's great. I like to Bill Plaschke a lot.
I run stuff by Bill. But yeah, usually you know, when I make career decisions, I tend to cast a wide net sometimes because I like takes from inside the industry and outside the industry. Because a lot of times, big decisions, like people in your industry see it one way, but people outside your industry think you're just like, I can't even believe this is a decision. What are you talking about?
Right?
And then that's very clarifying.
All right, let's go to Linz. What about you, Linz?
I think similarly to Ramona, in my professional life, usually I'll ask like one or two people, and if they say don't do it, I'll almost always oblige. But in my personal life, I'm known for asking people's opinion because it's like I want them to tell me that I'm right. I want them to tell me, oh yeah, that's okay, you should do that. And they usually, you know, when they don't, I just kind of do what I want anyway. And it's come back to burn me quite a bit.
Jorge, do you listen to your friends or do you go ahead? Do you just plow forward?
Career-wise, I'm with the crowd. I go to like colleagues and whatnot. Mm-hmm. As far as like just my friends, I tend sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I when it comes to like other stuff, not with my career, I tend just to go with my gut and go for it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I do stuff that people advise me not to do all the time. I'm a reckless fool. Like for example,
you don't listen.
The guy, my stockbroker guy, he'll say, you've got too much money in too few stocks. You should really diversify. And I'm like, screw you. I got my money on the right stocks. So yeah. I'm sticking exactly where I am. Or I had people tell me, hey, you shouldn't buy that movie theater in Palm Springs because you're going to have a really hard time. And the reality was I got that advice and I did it anyway. Anyway. I bought a theater in Azusa that turned out to be a nightmare that ended up.
Hey, but it worked out for you, right?
It did work. No, it totally worked out in the end. So I can't complain about that. But everybody told me, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. So I'm a gut player. I will go with my gut on things all the time. And I trust my gut, which is more considerable than it really should be right now.
See, like my Harley, everybody was like, no, it's dangerous. You're not. You know, it's just too dangerous for you. Don't get it. It's just not you. But my gut said, no, I want a Harley. I've always wanted a Harley, and I went and bought it. You know, like, it's just my thing.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. You're doing your thing.
Yeah.
Even if people object, do it. Follow your – what do they say? What does that guy say? Follow your – Momo, help me. Follow your
bliss,
love.
Your gut.
Follow your bliss. There you go. That's what they say. Follow your bliss.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you something my therapist told me the other day. I really think it's good advice. She said, when your intuition is telling you something really strongly, you have to act on it right in that moment. Because if you don't, things change. Like your intuition's it's not past, it's not future, it's in that moment. So when your gut, your intuition, whatever tells you something to do, you should just do it.
Yep,
like
there you go.
I like that.
There you go. All right, there is your wheel of questions. By the way, I'm getting notes from people on Twitter that there were some bad fights at Dodger Stadium last night.
Oh, I bet
night.
So, yeah.
Fighting bad. Don't fight.
That's a recipe for fighting, that game.
But isn't everybody on the same side? Isn't everybody
Yeah, but
rooting?
It was frustrating. Like, that's the thing. I was at home getting mad, right? I mean, I was at home getting
But why
upset.
Would you fight another Dodger fan over that?
Because you're mad. You spent a bunch of money to go to this game. You fought traffic. You're sitting in the stands, and they get five hits, and you've been drinking beer all night, and you have no outlet for your revenge. You've just been booing these guys all night, and you still lose. That is a recipe for fighting.
Yeah, well, fighting bad. Booing good, fighting bad. And I generally speaking, I thought, at least from a television perspective, it looked like fans were roiled up pretty good. So it wouldn't surprise me if there were some fights. Yeah, but fighting bad. Is that enough of a statement, enough of a public service announcement,
fighting bad?
Yeah, don't fight.
You know what it is? If the Dodgers stink again tonight, if Max Scherzer gets lit up and the Dodgers lose again, and let's say, oh, worse than Altuve or Correa get a home run, and everybody's frustrated and upset, you know what you should do? Go home and eat a bunch of donuts.
There you go.
I'll probably end up doing that anyway. Yeah. Don't take it out on your fellow Dodger fan. Don't take it out on anybody else in the stands. Go home and eat your feelings.
Absolutely. I'm completely in favor
of
that. All right. Coming up next, how do you start your day? I actually got a clip from an NFL head coach who describes it, and it's fascinating and is similar to the way I start mine. Plus, the Dodgers add a rotation piece. We'll get to that as well. It is. We'll get to some Lakers as well coming up. Lakers have basically, I think, Momo, completed their roster for all intents and purposes, right?
I don't know. They got a few more roster spots.
Okay, well, we will get
Still
to that then.
See what they do with old Dennis Schroeder.
We'll get to that then coming up too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey! Momo, on this day in 1956, Elvis Presley released Hound Dog, which was one of his biggest hits. You know, the thing I remember, before I start telling any stories, don't forget there is a lie today. The lie of the day, at some point, I will completely make something up. And at the end of the show, Momo and Lindsay and Jorge will try to guess at what it was. We'll maybe take one caller who can try. Callers don't tend to get this thing. So I was at my grandmother's house in Claysburg, Pennsylvania, when Elvis Presley died.
Oh, wow.
And little did I know, my grandmother just loved Elvis Presley. And she cried and cried and cried. And then the radio stations went to all Elvis music. And she had the all Elvis music channel on the entire time, that station that was on. And I never realized that my grandmother loved Elvis as much as she did. What's your relationship to Elvis? A lot of people, it's just died on a toilet.
Is that how he died?
Died on a toilet.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's how Elvis went out.
How do you not know that, Momo?
I did not know that.
Me either.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
What?
What happened?
He died on the can.
Like, just had a heart attack, like, as he was, you know.
Yeah, they found him on the toilet.
Wow.
Which is a terrible way to go. A terrible way to go.
That's awful.
Do you like young Elvis or Vegas Elvis?
Young Elvis.
See, I like old Elvis.
See, I went to Graceland. The first time I ever went to Memphis, I went to Graceland, and I had a really, I'd always loved Elvis. One of my aunts just like adored him and always played his music when we were young. And, you know, so to me, I saw that. I even went to where he's from. What's that theater in Louisiana where he was from? The one where he said Elvis has left the building. What theater is that? I was in Shreveport. I like visited several Elvis sites.
Yeah.
Like Elvis. Like,
so you did go
place.
To Graceland.
Yeah, I went to Graceland. It's really cool.
Because I'll tell you what, when I die, whenever that is, I have instructed Juan to bury me in the backyard and open Maceland.
Okay.
And do what with it?
It'll be a tourist attraction.
For who?
People will pay to come to Maceland the same way they do to go to Graceland. Doesn't that make sense? It is weird, by the way, that Elvis is buried in his backyard.
I don't know if that's weird. I don't know. When we bought our first house, Nevin said, I'll want to be buried under this tree. And I was like, okay, it's a little weird, but all right.
Did you go to the jungle room, the world famous jungle room?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, it is, I don't know, it's cool going there because you just think about all the interior, like all the work that went into it. Like he really had a lot of vision for all these rooms.
Although the jungle room is kind of a joke. It's just green shag carpeting on the walls and the ceiling. That's the jungle room where he used to round up women.
I go to all the famous residences. I go to all the like Playboy Mansion and the Hearst Castle. I go to all those. I like seeing what rich people and famous people do in their houses because they want to leave their mark on the world and be, you know.
See, I like old Elvis because cue up Viva Las Vegas. This is old Elvis. This is Fat Elvis.
Fat Elvis.
Save my soul. Gonna save my soul on fire. Gonna set my soul on fire. Viva Las Vegas, my favorite Elvis song.
Yeah.
That and a little less conversation, a little more action.
I like that one too. I like we're caught in a trap. We can't go back.
That's old Elvis. That's Fat
that
Elvis.
Elvis. Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah. No, I like Fat Elvis. I think Fat Elvis very underrated and young Elvis very overrated. I'm doing like the afternoon shows bit now.
I got it.
Overrated, underrated.
Properly rated. There's something properly about the way rated. Greg says properly that just bugs me every time.
Yeah.
Like he just really leans into the properly rated. And I'm like,
So I want to get this in. I promised it.
Yeah.
The Dodgers have signed Cole Hamels.
Yeah.
Who is in his career 163 and 122. He's got a 3.43 career ERA. He was with the Cubs in 2019 and then injured his shoulder and triceps with the Braves last year in the bubble. He did a showcase a couple of weeks ago down in Texas, and Andrew Friedman was there, and they've agreed to a deal, a one-year contract just for the rest of this season. So now if you look at the Dodgers' rotation in terms of depth, they've got Walker Buehler, Kershaw, obviously, who's rehabbing his way back, Max Scherzer, who we'll see tonight, Julio Urias, Tony Gonsolin, David Price, who's more of a short-term start. He's more like a four-inning guy, maybe five-inning guy. And Cole Hamels, who they're going to stretch out at AAA. So a lot of depth. By the way, that's five left-handers that they've got as potentials for the rotation. But, I mean, I think if you get down to it, Cole Hamels is going to, if he's able to pitch and if he's able to give us quality innings, we'll see him down the stretch. We won't necessarily see him in a playoff rotation spot. That's pretty sealed up, Buehler, Kershaw, Scherzer, and Julio Urias. But maybe Cole Hamels, Danny Duffy, those guys can be part of that late-inning crew that we saw last year during the postseason. Do you think Kenley will still be fresh enough to save games in the postseason?
Yeah. I mean, you know, what gets me is the thing about the Cole Hamels signing and everything they've done, it makes me worry about Kershaw. That's what it's making me worry about. All these.
You mean you think they're doing all this because they're worried about Kershaw?
Yeah. I mean, where does it seem like he is with his rehab? It doesn't seem like they're, you know.
It's a good question. I have not heard anything recent about Kershaw's injury. Lindsay, can you look that up and see what they're saying about Kershaw?
Sure can.
See what the latest thing is? Yeah, that's interesting. All right, so Momo, question is, how do you start your day? How do you start your day? Now, Dan Campbell, who is the crazy person who has been hired to coach the Detroit Lions, did a press conference this week.
Mm-hmm.
And Jorge, do we have this? This is what he described as the way he starts his day.
Well, normally what I do is I'll get two venti. I go to, you know, Starbucks. I get two venti of the pipe with two shots in them. So black eye in both. That's what I come in with. That's how I start the day. So.
Damn.
That's a serious drink order right there. That's a serious drink order. Now,
I like that.
When you're about to come on the air, what do you do, Momo? What's the Pat? Do you drink coffee? Do you not drink coffee?
About the air, or when I first get up in the morning?
When you first get up in the morning, let's do
I
that.
Have. I'm a big iced coffee person, and I've gone through different phases. I don't go out and get it. I during the pandemic that changed me, so I either make it at home by myself, and then I just have it in the fridge, and it's the first thing I do. Now I've just gotten really lazy and I just buy this, you know, how do you say it? La Colombe or whatever that is. They have these really good.
Is it like a Keurig?
No, it's like it's just like cans of really nice, fancy iced coffee. And sometimes I just get the straight iced coffee. Sometimes I get the one with the sugar and milk. Sometimes I get the Starbucks iced coffee with the sweetened, but I just have I order it on Amazon and I make sure I have two or three in the fridge. And it's literally the first thing I do in the morning is get up and walk in there sleepily and drink an iced coffee. Like it's probably a whole lot of caffeine.
So I drink no coffee when I wake up in the morning.
Ah.
None. But right before I go on the air at 12:30, I take, you know, those souvenir cups, how big those souvenir cups are from like Rams games and Dodgers games. And you know, those big souvenir cups.
Yeah.
I fill it up with coffee.
Okay.
And I chug it. I chug
hot
an entire
coffee or iced coffee?
Lukewarm, room temperature coffee. I chug it right before I go on the air.
Wow.
An entire cup. Because
lukewarm.
I need that jolt. Here's the truth. I don't really like the taste of coffee. I'm not a big coffee fan. I drink it for the effect. I don't drink it for the taste.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Don't, you know, most people?
So,
well, do you like the taste of coffee, Linz?
No, okay with it. Absolutely not. No.
But do you drink it?
I drink it if I'm like wake up and I'm like totally dragging and I need it and I need to. But that's like maybe once or twice a month.
I like the taste of coffee. I don't like the aftertaste of coffee.
Okay, so yeah. That's why you gotta get the fancy. That's why you gotta get the fancy iced coffee brews because they don't have the aftertaste, the bitter.
Momo,
one.
We are not fancy people.
I'm telling you, we're like regular people. You can get on it, okay? But listen, I am like
I've got a Mr. Coffee machine sitting right over there.
So I do that too. Like when I'm on the road, okay, and I'm traveling, I use the hotel coffee maker before I go to bed at night. I make 2 cups of it. And then I put the sugar in it when it's all nice and hot. And then I put it in the hotel refrigerator so that it's the first thing I can have when I wake up in the morning. So it's all nice and cold and like one sugar in each. Every morning I have to do that. But I feel like I am the girl in that Folgers commercial. You know, like the best part. I'm not going to sing it. The best part of waking up, right?
Okay. No, sing
I'm like
it. Go
that
ahead,
girl. The best part of waking up. Okay, that's me. And it's instant. It's like the idea that you smell it. And then you drink it, and then all of a sudden I go from very groggy and sleepy to like, I'm awake now.
Bam.
And I just open my eyes. And the truth is that's actually not how coffee works. Supposedly it takes like 20 minutes for the caffeine to hit your system.
Yep.
But we all have this mental thing that when, as soon as we taste it, it's like we're awake now.
Right.
Like I'm that girl in the commercial every morning.
Yeah. For me, it's just brown water. I drink it for effect. I chug a big cup of it right before I go on the air. Because, you know, I like to be shot out of a cannon when I'm doing
the
show.
I get it. I know. But brown. Up. There it is. Folgers in
your cup. There you go, Momo. There
it
is.
That's me. Every morning, I hear the song. I don't drink the Folgers, but I'm not
You know what I call doing the show, Momo? You know what I call doing the show? I call it climbing the mountain.
Okay.
I call it climbing the mountain. Every day we climb the mountain. And it's like, what's that character, Sisyphus, right?
Yeah.
Every day he rolls the boulder to the top of the hill, and then the boulder rolls back down. I feel like that's what it is to do a show. Because you've got to restart every show, and you got to find all new stuff, and it's time to climb the mountain. I always say that to Juan before I'm going on the air. Time to climb the mountain.
Got
to
bring the energy.
Jolt of energy. All right, I want to do one more thing here.
Brown water. I love it.
It is brown water. Well, you know what? So is bourbon and whiskey and scotch to me. It is brown water.
I get it. I get it. Nevin,
I don't get the difference in the taste.
Nevin goes, why do you like tea? It's just like dirty water.
I used to be a server at a restaurant, and I used to have this old man come in. He'll be like, hey, give me the best cup of mud water that you got.
Mud water. Here is the latest we can find on Clayton Kershaw. This was August the 1st from Bill Plunkett. Dave Roberts said Kershaw played catch today, did not throw to hitters. When he feels pain-free and strong enough to go out there and pitch a simulated game, then we'll get to that point.
That doesn't sound too good.
That does sound concerning, doesn't it?
Yeah. He's got some left elbow irritation or inflammation, I think is what they're saying.
Yeah, that does sound a little concerning.
Yeah.
I mean, Alden Gonzalez today tweeted that, you know, when he tweeted about them signing Cole Hamels, he said, even more insurance for the rotation, particularly Clayton Kershaw, whose rehab from forearm inflammation has seemingly stalled.
Oh, God. No. That's scary. All right. So we will hope for the best with Kershaw, but we've got Cole Hamels, I guess, that can step into that rotation. Very late career Cole Hamels, but we'll see at some point what he has left. All right, so Momo, I want to shift gears here.
Okay.
Couple of things. You said that you think the Dennis Schroeder thing dangling out there is still a thing for the Lakers, that they may not be done with the roster. And here's what I want to know from people. You know the team now. LeBron, AD, Westbrook, they keep THT. You've got Dwight Howard, Carmelo Anthony, Wayne Ellington, Kendrick Nunn, Malik Monk, Kent Bazemore, Trevor Ariza, and we still have Marc Gasol. Momo, I'm going to ask you next and ask callers next. What should the starting lineup be? The starting lineup.
Ooh.
877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. I've got an idea. Momo, I want you to think this through, and we'll get some calls in here next about what the Lakers, the remade roster, what the Lakers starting lineup should be as we kick off the season in October. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.